It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the desecration of downtown Sausalito, particularly around the ferry landing. What was once an attractive introduction to Sausalito for tourists coming off the ferry has become a veritable sea of bicycle parking, slipshod directional signs, and advertising for ticket sales. You need not take my word for it. Drive by the area and see if you do not agree with me. I also want to touch on a few other matters at the end of this show. One of the things that attracted me to Sausalito was its quaint downtown retail area and its one-of-a-kind waterfront. People over the years have worked hard to preserve Viña del Mar and the surrounding area. One key step was the passing of the ordinance that nothing can be permanently done to the area without a vote of the people. Apparently, the loophole in the ordinance is the word permanent. This opening has allowed the temporary installation of some of the ugliest bicycle parking racks this side of an elementary school. And these racks must be breeders, because there appear to be more of them every day. Along with these unsightly racks come temporary signs containing both directions for the cyclist on how to park and advertising for ticket sales. The combined effect of the ugly racks and the tacky signs remind me of some of the tasteless tourist traps in Florida. I keep expecting to run into some guy named Bubba with a mullet hairstyle. The real icing on the cake was the tasteful and elegant treatment of the plaza in front of the Bank of America building. What was the design inspiration for this area? A service center along the New Jersey Turnpike? Sure, let's remove the trees and replace them with tubular crosses with probably artificial plants hanging in pots. Then add a little extra panache and install temporary industrial-grade bike racks. A lot of industrial-grade bike racks. Has this city been taken over by the bicycle rental companies? Has there been any study as to how much revenue these rental companies make off just the Golden Gate Bridge Sausalito portion of their business? And how much do they contribute to Sausalito? Probably nothing. Who pays every time the fire department has to respond to a cyclist accident on Alexander Avenue? And on the other hand, how much do these cyclists spend in Sausalito? Is the reason the downtown retail area is looking more and more like a tourist trap is our visitors are primarily arriving by bicycle? Is this really a good marketing strategy? Does it explain why more shops are empty along Bridgeway? These are some good questions to ask the 7 candidates running for city council. All I have heard so far are negative comments by one candidate about another. We've seen enough of that in the national campaigns. I would like to hear some concrete plans for addressing major issues facing Sausalito and Southern Marin, beginning with the unsightly downtown area, but quickly moving to the issues of parking and the adequacy of utilities, particularly sewer and stormwater runoff into the bay. If you have the opportunity to ask a question, make sure you do a follow-up if the answer is vague. The interviewer Charlie Rose recently put New York Senator Chuck Schumer on the spot with some great follow-up questions to a vague answer, and we got a real insight into Schumer. One final note. Last week, I asked for confirmation that the picture of the Board of Trustees of the Sausalito Arts Festival Foundation had been altered to add 3 board members. I received a number of responses with the belief the photo had been retouched. Contributors also gave their suspicions as to why. From the believers in UFOs and alien intervention. From conspiracy theorists, the 3 men are on the CIA's payroll. And from the fashionistas, the 3 men were each having bad hair days on the day of the photograph and demanded the alteration. Since this is Southern Marin, any of the above explanations is plausible. I will continue to dig. In the meantime, please take a look at the Viña del Mar area by the fountain in downtown Sausalito. And if you agree with me, let the city council and the city staff know of your displeasure. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.